Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making8.com, and we are bringing you a special one here. It's Friday. You know, we don't normally hold a show on Friday, but guess what? Just for you, the fans, we're here. That's right, no doubt about it. Want to welcome in all of the bull riding fans, all of the rodeo fans, and of course, all of the Making 8 maniacs. Make no mistake, we are getting the word out, and we could not do it without you. We want to thank each and every one of you guys personally for what you guys are doing. We got some really cool things rolling right about now. We got some guys that actually have some special announcements that they're going to make today. Of course, we got Mr. Cody Burleson. We had him on our show yesterday. Is donating a total of $500. To four different organizations. Now, when he posted that and told all you Making 8 maniacs about it, you guys said, well, you guys want to help out too. And we could not thank you guys enough. We have got donations rolling in. We're going to keep it up for a week. We're going to let you guys get some fans out there on board. We need some more Making 8 maniacs. This is our we're gonna call it our recruiting campaign. So we need to get you guys out there, get you guys recruiting some of these Making 8 maniacs, and let's have some fun with it. Let's get some fans on board and help donate to these causes, you know. We're going to pitch in as much as we possibly can, too. So we're going to have a great time. We're going to talk about it all week long. The donations are up on the Making 8 website. You can go over there. Anywhere you see a donation link, you can click right on it and help support these causes. And like I said, we could not thank you guys enough. You know, I know Karen and Becky and Crisco, everybody is, you know, all the Making 8 maniacs have kind of chipped in and put in theirs, and we just could not thank you guys enough. Y'all are great. That's right. You know what? It could not happen without, you know, Mr. Cody, PBR News for you, without his generosity. So, you know what? We definitely appreciate it. And, you know, sometimes that's what it takes is just one person to stand out and, you know, make a statement, somebody to stand out and get a grip. And sure enough, we had one guy do it, and now everybody's kind of following in, and we just, you know, man, we're overwhelmed. We really think it's a really cool thing that you guys are doing for us. We're gonna talk some PBR. Let's talk some PRCA news. You know, got up this morning and took a shower and had my coffee and looked at an empty piece of paper. We don't have much notes for today, so we're looking for you guys to get over to our chat room. Make sure you get down here and you know, let us know what you guys think. We're gonna talk about some things coming up. We got some Making 8 news. We got some cool things coming up there. And you know what? It's Friday. You know, this show is dedicated to all the Making 8 maniacs out there. We're doing this one just for you guys, and we'll do plenty more if you guys want it. You know, you all are the boss. We're just here bringing it to you. So let's talk some rodeo. Let's talk some bull riding. If you guys want, get in the chat room. You can sign up with Blog Talk. Don't cost you a thing. Get over there and say hey to us, and, you know, make sure you get on the phone and call us, 646-915-9940. Got to get the word out there, bull riding, rodeo, making eight maniacs. Let's talk about it. But you know what? It's Friday, and it's fantastic Friday. So let's kick things off with a little bit of music to get you going on a lunch hour rodeo show right here on MakingEight.com.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times.
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on MakingEight.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making Eight is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right. It's the Friday special. No doubt about it, we're bringing it to you, courtesy of the Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. Y'all are the ones that are asking for it. We're going to get it to you. Now, we've got a few guests over there on our show. I want to remind all of y'all to get over and register a Blog Talk, sign up so you can get over here and chat with us. You know, we got to thank all of our guests there. We got to thank Miss Karen and, you know, we got to thank Miss Becky. All of you guys are kind of putting this thing together, and we sure do appreciate you. You guys are doing a fantastic job. Crisco and Jaylay. Yes, that's right, even Jaylay. And you know what? I'm going to talk about that little fella for a minute there. Jaylay, I got to thank you, man. We got some cool things coming up this week on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. Y'all might even get some extra video footage leading into Friday and Saturday's events that we're going to be broadcasting live. So that's a great opportunity for you guys to get a grip with us. You guys can follow along, hang out, do some chatting. We're going to have a great time. I believe it's going to be Wednesday, so you guys kind of set it on your calendar. We're going to do our regular Lunch Hour Rodeo show, and then we might give you some extra video footage of what's going on, and, yeah, we'll have a good time. Crisco, no need to blush, darling. If you do, take a picture so we can post it up. We want to see you blushing, darling. Anyways, we got some new ones in there. I'm seeing some new names pop up there. I want to welcome all of y'all to our show. having a great time out here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, talking a little bull riding, talking a little rodeo, and, of course, talking with our Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. If y'all are joining us, it's not too late. Y'all ain't going to cost you nothing. You can get over here and join the team and become one of our Making Eight Maniacs. The biggest way y'all can do that is help spread the word about us. Get the word out. Let's get things going here. We got some cool things up. Let's see. What do we got here in the notes? You know what? I'm going to throw some things at you, and I want to try to get some feedback. Now, we did post our beginning of our, I guess you could say, the Making Eight Maniac logo that we're going to be branding. We're going to be putting it up on stickers, and that way you, the fans, can go ahead and get those, and we're going to get some shirts made up and that type of thing. But we've got our initial one up. So we're kind of hoping that y'all would kind of give us some feedback. Tell us what you think about it. You know, we want honesty, and got to thank we got to thank Jaylay and Cody and Karen for helping give us some feedback already on it. We're going to be putting this together. This is for y'all. This is y'all's logo. We want y'all to wear it proudly and, post it up on your cars and get the word out, you know. So we're doing it for you guys. Y'all are the ones telling us what you guys want. We're going to give it to you. Let's see here. Oh, we got a new one, Miss Mary Ann. Want to welcome you. And she's an English gal. So we appreciate you joining in here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I know it's a little later over there in your neck of the woods, but, hey, thanks for tuning in with us. And let's see. Oh, looks like we got our good buddy Jamie over here now. If y'all don't know, Jamie Wright is the one that's helping. He's actually the one producing these events coming up that we're going to be out streaming live, doing these live broadcasts. So you're going to hear us talk a little bit about them this week. We got some cool things in the works. It's going to be a Toys for Tots benefit, and this Bulls and Barrels Open Rodeo is going to be coming up on Saturday. That's going to be a great time. If you guys have the opportunity, come on down to Lakeland, Florida. It's going to be a great time. You can come out and hang out with Making8.com, and we're going to be out there broadcasting, so it'll be a real fun show. And, of course, Friday we've got the Cumbie Youth Rodeo Association Finals that we're going to be bringing to you live. And y'all make sure to tune in. Y'all be hanging out with us. We're going to have the chat room up. You'll be able to get over and talk with us, and we'll have a good time out there watching some bull riding and watch some rodeo action. So what else we got here? I want to let y'all know also those live streams are going to be 7 o'clock Eastern time Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th. So make sure y'all set your reminders for that. It'll be 7 o'clock, the 19th and 20th. Wanted to also let y'all know, I pulled our statistics for the last 2 weeks since the start of November. I mean, we're only, 12 days into it? We had over 1,500 live and archive listens to our show. So guess what, guys? Let's double it. Let's double it by the end of this month. I want to see if we can get 3,000. So whether they be live or archives, we want to get you guys out there spreading the word about us. Let's see if we can't do something like that. Of course, we've got the Making Eight Maniacs recruiting campaign going on. Y'all got to get a part, got to be a part of that. So, I see the chat room is just blowing up. We got, looks like 13 of our friends over there in the chat room. If you're under there as a guest, get over there and sign up so that way you can get on here and jump on board with us, chat, and sit back and have a good old time with us here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I don't know what happened. I mentioned how many users we had, and everybody starts jumping off. What in the world just went on? What else we got? Okay, Miss Crisco says she loves the logo. Awesome deal. Great to hear. We're going to be fine-tuning it just a little bit. And we're really glad you guys are liking it. We're going to get them up on these shirts. We're going to test run them, and we're going to proof them. We're going to send them out to you guys to let y'all get the approval on it. You all are the ones that are doing it. Junior Robinson says he's going to get the new logo for his riding vest. Right on, man. Let's get a grip with it. Let's go have some fun. Wow. You know what? That one of the other things I wanted to throw at the Making Eight Maniacs over here in the chat room, this is where you guys can give us some feedback. Rob Smets, of course, is looking to do his morning coffee shows again. We want to know what would be a good time. What's a good time for you guys to sit back and listen to a 30-minute, maybe an hour-long show, but mostly probably just a 30-minute show during the week, probably just once a week. See if you guys can, listen in and – you know, check out Rob Smets. If you guys have him on your Facebook, you know, that's the one that he primarily uses. And, you know, this guy is great, man. He sends out a lot of words of wisdom for the day and things like that. And he definitely is looking to share it with you guys on this morning coffee show. And we want to get you guys involved. So let us know, what do you guys think could be a good time for him to do that? He was hosting it on Wednesday mornings. I believe it was around, originally it was like, I don't know, shoot, 9 o'clock Eastern time or 8 o'clock Eastern time, somewhere around there. So you want to do it, J-Lay wants to do it 10 o'clock Eastern time in the mornings. All right, well, there's one. Let's see if we can get some more suggestions on there and see what we got going on. We got phone lines open, y'all, 646-915-9940. If you want to give us a big old howdy out here this Friday morning, make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know. If not, you just sit back and tune in. We've actually got some we got some friends on the line that are listening in and want to say howdy to them as well. You know, they're all making 8 maniacs out here. I'm looking at 10 o'clock in the morning. Sounds good for the Eastern Standard Time. So, right on. We'll mention that to Rob and see if we can't get something going there, see if we can't get this thing fired up. Let's see what else we got. Oh, man, I got a few notes here, but I'm looking at you guys. I know we got some upcoming events. We just talked about the Cumbie Rodeo Association doing their finals on Friday the 19th, and we also have the Bulls and Barrels event on the 20th. Of course, Macon A to be broadcasting those live, so make sure you guys, if you can't make it down to Lakeland, that you guys tune in and check us out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got the Cody Williams benefit going on this weekend. That's right, Guthrie, Oklahoma. If y'all are in the Oklahoma area, make sure you get out and check it out. We've also got Ride Rank for a Cure. Their school is going on in Kansas right now, and we're looking to have a good time with those guys as well. We actually, they're one of the ones that we're donating to, that you, the Making 8 Maniacs, are donating to. And, you know, it's going for a great cause. They're putting on a school right now to benefit, you know, the cancer foundations and things like that. So, make sure y'all get on over there. Looks like we've got Riverside, California has some youth finals going on out there in November 26th and 27th. You know, y'all have got to get out and support the youth of America. I mean, they're the future of the sport. Y'all want to see some of these PBR events and PRCA events continue? You've got to be able to get out there and support the youth of America. That's where it all begins, right there. We got some callers on the line. Let's see if we can't get over and say hey to them. 662, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Doing good. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, how you doing?
Man. Oh, great, man. I just want to tell you, man, you guys do a great job of making 8.com. There's nothing else like it out there, and really appreciate it. I think you guys do a great show, man, and just want to give you guys all the congrats in the world. Y'all do a great show, man.
Well, you know what, man? I appreciate it. You guys are the reason why we're out here doing it. And, man, we could not thank you guys enough for supporting us. You know, the biggest thing is just making sure we get the word out about us. And we're going to continue to get bigger. We're going to continue to get better. And we're going to bring you guys. You guys are going to get the rewards for that. We're going to make you guys really part of this team. I mean, that's why we got the Making 8 Maniacs now.
Hey, Scott, let me ask you, what do you think about the CBR coming on with the Cheyenne Frontier Days this year and this coming up here?
You know, I saw that post out there. I think it's a cool thing. Now, one of the things that kind of worries me is I know that the PBR has been involved, and I believe they're holding a Touring Pro event out there during that same time. You know, I don't see it on the schedule. And you know, I would really like to see the PRCA, CBR, and PBR all come together for a big event like that during the Cheyenne Frontier Days, the daddy of them all, you know. Man, give me chills just thinking about it, you know. So I hope that because the CBR moved in, that the PBR didn't move out. You know, that's
well,
my thing.
Well, I've talked with the director of Cheyenne Frontier Days the other day, and he told me that they – made a pitch for the PBR to stay and bring the CBR in, but the PBR did not bite, said that they didn't want both associations there. And so the PBR, the Touring Pro, is not going to be there next year. It's going to be a two-day event with the CBR, with the second day being televised on GAC. And, I think that with the it's just different now because the CBR is coming on to these bigger events like Cheyenne Frontier Days, and the PBR is moving back away from them. You know, that worries me a bit because that's their originator of rodeo and bull riding sport. You know, I think the PBR needs to support those big rodeos.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Mike. You know, if it wasn't for the PRCA, none of these associations would exist. You know, and I respect what the CBR is doing. I also respect what the PBR is doing greatly. You know, they're doing some fantastic things for the sport of bull riding, and they're getting the fans involved. And, you know, for years now with Cheyenne Frontier Days, I mean, the PBR has gone back and helped contribute by posting that. I don't understand why they can't get along with the CBR and post, you know, a three event all going on during the Cheyenne Frontier Days. Man, it would be fantastic. And, you know, you the fans should really get out there and question that to the PBR. That would be my suggestion is to, you know, contact them and ask them, hey, why are you guys not at Cheyenne Frontier Days this year? We want to see you guys there regardless of whether the CBR is there. We're still going to buy your tickets. We're still going to support the PBR. You know, you're not holding it at the same time. You're just holding it on a different day during the same event. You know, let's put something together here and try to get this thing happening.
And really, Scott, you're so right when you say that because the PBR, they do listen to their fans. That is one thing about the PBR I've got to say. They do listen to their fans. If their fans speak, they listen. And great show, and take care, man.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you calling, Mike. Take care, man. Get a grip. Well, there you have it there, fans. We got some callers on board. Still looking to take some calls. 646-915-9940. You know, I seen one of the comments posted in there right away. You know, one of them saying that, you know, it's because Cody and Tuff don't get along and that type of thing. And you know what? You know, for the greater good of the sport, sometimes you've got to bite your tongue and walk by, take a smile, and, you know, get a grip. Really, that's what it comes down to. You got to get a grip on this, man. You know, this is what rodeo is all about. The bull riding fans are the ones supporting it. They're still going to continue to support it, you know, regardless of whether the CBR is there for a night or two nights. You know, it's an entire event. Let's go, you know, promote the cause. Let's go help, you know, continue the sport, continue the tradition of cowboys and rodeos. You know, that's just my suggestion. But, Mike, I definitely appreciate you calling in and getting a grip with us right there, buddy. Look forward to having all of our callers on. Let's see. 646-915-9940. And you know what? You know what would be really cool is if we get Making 8 out there and maybe do a live broadcast from the PRCA Cheyenne Frontier Days. Wouldn't that be something? You know, y'all could be involved in checking it out on the live video stream. Who knows? You know, this year could be a really good year for Making 8. It's because of you, the fans, that are doing it, though. Let's see what we can do to make some of these things happen, you know. Like I said, tell these producers about us. You know, when you guys are out at these events and you guys have contact with these producers, let them know what's going on. We got another caller on the line. Let's see if we can't get over here and find out what's going on with another one of our Making 8 maniacs. 940, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hello, Scott. How you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
Don't call me sir again because I have to come get you.
No, ma'am. I won't make that mistake twice. I knew who it was there.
Looks like I'm not going to make it to the chat room in time. They had the freeway shut down for an accident, so I thought I'd stop in and say hello and let you know how great things are going, and I'm really appreciating what you're doing. And the logo looks awesome.
Great. You know what? We appreciate it, Ms. Donna Davis. And that's right. Y'all know her as the now what is that? Cajun Cowgirl 24, right?
Cajun Girl 24, yeah.
Aging Girl 24, that's right. Y'all see her in the chat room and everything. She's stuck on the freeway right now, so, you know, y'all are y'all are kind of missing out the opportunity to have Miss Donna Davis out here. Now, we partly did this show because of you. We said that, you know, you have off on Fridays and, you know, you wanted to do something on a Friday. So we're here with you. You know, we're bringing it to you, and I'm glad you're at least able to tune in on the phone.
Exactly. Thank God for cell phones.
That's right. You actually got a few fans out there saying hello to you, so make sure you say hi to all the Making Eight Maniacs out there.
Let's hear it for the Making Eight Maniacs.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, Donna, did you have yourself a great Veterans Day yesterday?
I sure did. It was great. I had my sons came down from Dallas, so it was wonderful.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's never too late to thank a vet. We sure do appreciate you for what you've done and what you continue to do for us out there.
I appreciate the thoughts. Thanks.
All right, Donna. Well, I'll tell you what, thanks for calling in, and, you know, we look forward to having you on much more.
Oh, I'll be there, you know, no doubt.
All right. Get a grip. You too.
All right.
All right. There you go. Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. We're bringing it to you. Love you guys. Absolutely love you guys. Y'all are the best. Uh-oh. Looks like Becky's got her husband out doing some chores while she's listening to Making Eight. Oh, you got to love it. Got to love it. Let's see. Yeah, you know what? J-Lay's out there posting. Now, Cody, where are you at, buddy? We are waiting for you to call in and give us this big announcement you've been talking about. You know, the guy hadn't even called me and told me what was going on. I called him this morning and said, you know, Cody, fill me in. He said, no, you got to wait to the show. So, Cody, we're waiting on you, buddy. Get over here and get on the phone and give us a call. 646-915-9940. That's just in case you forgot. So, anyways, let's see what else we got. Looks like Jamie's asking us to bring all of Myakka up to Lakeland next weekend. Well, shoot, buddy, we might just do that. I know I got my family coming, and that's probably about half of Myakka City down here, you know. Let's see. What else we got going on here? Just checking out the chat room. Y'all have to stay with me. All right, we got some more callers on the line. Let's see if one of them is Cody here. 937, you're on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Doing all right, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, I figured I made the Making Eight Maniacs suffer enough on the waiting part, at least. Well, let's see. I'll just go ahead and outright and say it. This Sunday, by 8 p.m., if we have $500 donated by the Making Eight Maniacs and anybody else that wants to help, you know, I'll match that with 500 other dollars. For the organizations.
Right on, right on. All right, they're Making Eight Maniacs. You hear it. Get out there and let's get a grip with this deal. We need, you know, and we're well on our way to that. You know, we've got till Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time, when we go live with our Back on the Ranch show. Let's hear about it. Let's see if we can get you guys out there. Now, the biggest thing, like I said, if you guys can't donate a lot, you know, we appreciate anything that you guys can give to the cause. Our donation button, if you guys have PayPal account, is, you know, it's posted up on our website. I also have my mailing address under the Contact Us page. You're more than welcome to send us, but let us know you're sending it so we can go ahead and write it in. And, of course, we'll look for it and make sure that it gets to where they're going safely, okay? Yeah, J-Lay's asking if you won the lottery recently there, Cody.
Yeah, shoot, I wish. It's just the money that I've put away, you know, events that I've won and, you know, the bullfighting gigs that I've done. I got separate accounts and everything that I do that for, and I use it for charity work and, you know, just like I said yesterday, just to help give back to the community that's given me so much.
Right on, buddy. Well, I'll tell you what, you're a good man, Charlie Brown. I don't care what J-Lay says about you. But I'll tell you what, fans, this is the time. Get out here and let's get a grip on this deal. Spread the word. Let's recruit some more Making Eight Maniacs here to Making Eight. Let's get them involved. And, yeah, it'll be a good deal. It'll be a real good deal.
Well,
we
one other thing,
thing. What's up?
One other thing for the I found this out only on the breast cancer research donation. What I'm going to do, this is the only organization I can do this with as far as I know. I'm going to put the donation name in honor of the Making Eight Maniacs.
Right, right.
So
that's excellent.
So it's going to say they donated that.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Rod Rank for a Cure is the same way. I talked with Ricky Ritter yesterday. They're actually out performing. They're doing a bullfighting school right now. Want to say a big, give a big old shout out to those guys out there, man. They are really getting a grip and doing it for a great cause. Matter of fact, they've got Austin Reddick out there, the kid that was diagnosed with leukemia last year, three bone marrow transplants. This guy is cowboy tough. And, you know, I'll tell you what, they're out there putting on a great school, and we're going to get some video footage sent in. I talked to Ricky last night, and, man, he is just excited. Could not believe that the Making Eight Maniacs were kind of coming together to really participate and make this thing happen. And, man, they sure are appreciative. We're going to try to get him on the phone today. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to or not, but they do send a big old thank you to all you guys out there. So make sure that you guys take a look. Now we've got the four organizations posted on making8.com. We do not have links to their websites yet. Those will be up later on. You know, I kind of got a late start this morning. Shoot, I don't even think I put on britches till about 9 o'clock this morning after I had my coffee. So, but I know that's too much information, right? Yeah, that's right.
I thought I was gonna have scary dreams last night with the. With what was that, the spandex and the chaps? Now I'm thinking about you and your underwear. Oh, good Lord.
Jay Lay in his spandex and me not getting some britches on until 9 o'clock this morning. I'll tell you what. Yeah, that'll get you going right there. Wow.
All right, buddy. Well, I'm going to have to let you go here. I'll let everybody else call in for you.
Right on. Well, I'll tell you what, Cody, thank you very much, man, and we sure appreciate what you've done to help get this thing started. Without you, man, I'm telling you, you know, we wouldn't be where we are, and certainly appreciate it. One of our top Making Eight Maniacs right there.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the Making Eight Maniacs originally, Scott, you know, who knows where this show might even be, you know. Everybody listening in, giving their feedback and everything, great support.
We'd be like J-Lay's. We'd be like J-Lay and have to set up the cardboard cutouts, you know, so just so we could have a fan base. I know. All right, Cody, you have yourself a great Friday, man. Enjoy the day.
Oh, yeah, we'll do, buddy. You too.
All right. 646-915-9940. That's right. Give us a call. We're going to take another short break here, Making Eight Maniacs, and want to thank everybody for tuning in. Let's take a short break. This break's going to be brought to you by Ride Rank for a Cure. That's right. Currently in Kansas right now, putting on a benefit. Y'all go check them out. Their link is posted on our website. Go check them out, RideRankForACure.com. Let's see what kind of song we got to kick things off on a Friday. You know what? This one here is one of my favorites, and, of course, it's set up on one of the Cowboy Day videos. Kind of gets you pumped up on a Friday. Let's look forward to it. Fantastic Friday right here on the Lunch Hour Radio Show on Making8.com.
Got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spend it up. Go out and spend.
gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel tonight, tonight.
Hey!
Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey!
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my God.
Like oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on!
Let's get it. Oh! Fill up my cup.
Drink!
Mazel tov.
Dying.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Take it. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
Woo!
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Let's live it up.
And do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock.
Rock. Rock. Rock. Rock.
Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top. Body rock, rockin' don't stop,
stop, stop, stop, stop.
Round and round, up and down, around the clock.
Rock, 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 rock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, and Sunday. Keep, 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 keep with us. You know what we say, say. Party every day, pop, 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 party every day. And I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be
Santa Claus?
I heard you might be him.
If you are him, here's my list.
Help the Marines make Christmas possible for less fortunate children. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots.
Here's Santa Claus.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right. We're starting it up just a little bit early, kind of getting you in the mood for the holiday season. You know, it is not too early to donate to the Toys for Tots. Starting next weekend, I know we're going to be contributing in a big way right down here in Florida. As a matter of fact, we're going to be in Lakeland, Florida, Saturday night, and they've got a Bulls and Barrels event going on. We're going to be out there putting on a big deal, broadcasting it live on MakingA.com, letting y'all know to make sure to get out to Toys for Tots. Y'all can stop off. I know they'll be just about everywhere. Make sure to take an unwrapped toy, you know. Help somebody out this season. Times are tough, and we do understand that. But you guys, the Making A Maniacs, are doing so much good out there by donating to these causes and helping support Making Eight and helping support these other great organizations. You know, take the time. It's not going to cost you a lot to stop off and pick up something. You see it on clearance or whatnot. You know, help donate a toy. It'll help brighten a kid's day. And let's have fun with it, you know. Toys for Tots going to be coming up Lakeland, Florida at the Cumbie Arena. And we're going to have a great time down there. Looking forward to it. We also have Friday, the Cumbie Youth Rodeo Association finals are going on. We're going to be bringing it to you live on Making Eight Live. So make sure y'all get over there, tune into us. We got some great shows in store for you. We got Tuesday, Brendan Clark will be broadcasting his show live. And y'all can tune into that. Of course, Making Eight looks to be over there. If we can get some good internet service, unlike last Tuesday where we had some issues, hopefully we'll get that cleared up and we'll be able to have broadcast, get over there and chat with you guys during Brendan's show. And then Wednesday, we're going to bring you a little bit of a video special. It's going to be in the afternoon. It's going to be followed right behind our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Y'all can go over to the Making Eight on the road with Making Eight channel. It'll be under the TV broadcast or the video broadcast. Y'all can get over there, check it out. It'll be broadcasting live. We're going to have some special guests. We're going to tell you more about it on our Back on the Ranch show on Sunday once we get everything confirmed. But, man, we should have a good time out there. We're going to sit back with you for about an hour and just let y'all sit back and have some fun. You know, we're gonna talk some rodeo. We're going to talk some bull riding. We're going to talk some of the other events that are going on this week. The NFR is coming up, of course, December 2nd through the 11th. And who knows, you might be able to even talk to a couple of those guys heading into their finals. So look forward to that there, bull riding, making eight maniacs. That's right. Let's see. Yeah, I see. I'm sitting here watching some of the deals. You know, I was just seeing J-Lay posted up something about the Louisiana Rodeo Association is going to be going on this weekend. So if you guys are in the Louisiana area, that's right, good old Cajun country. Get on down there and check them out. Should be a good time down there. You know, that's what this deal is all about right here. I believe we got another caller on the line. Let's see if we can't jump on here. 863, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Scott, what's going on, buddy?
Not too much, Jamie. How you doing?
Oh, not a whole lot there. Listen, that Wrangler deal this weekend, it's Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Sunday morning. Not sure at the time, Sunday morning. But if you're there Saturday night, you can find out the time.
Okay.
So,
what is this Wrangler deal all about?
Yeah, you know, it's another youth association. They pretty much cater to the youth and just another Cumbie Rodeo Association.
Right on, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Cumbie Rodeo Association is doing a great job. And, of course, we've got your link posted right up on Making8.com. Want to invite all the Making 8 maniacs to get over there and check us out. Check them out as well. They've got a really good deal. And, you know, the youth of America, you know, Jamie, you and I have had some pretty lengthy conversations about the youth of America and just where we're headed. You know, we've got to get out and support these youth. This is where it all starts right here.
Yes, sir, it is, and we're doing our best.
No doubt about it.
Just to give you a little insight on the Bulls and Barrels deal, Hollywood Harris will be in attendance with Boogerhead, his son, as clowns. I think Miss Brenda Poe's got a face painter coming around to paint kids' face, and maybe we can doll you up a little bit, Scott. And
oh, shoot.
Make you a little more presentable.
Yeah. What are you saying, Jamie?
We got some local Marines going to be there. We can support them and show our appreciation to them. Sheriff Grady Judd will be there. Have a fabulous young gentleman coming to do the national anthem. Man, it's just going to be a great deal all around.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, I'll tell you what, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to bringing this broadcast live on Making8.com for all our fans that can't make it down to Lakeland. But I'm going to tell you what, if you can get up off that couch and get on down there, shoot, if you need a place to stay, you can come down here. I'll open up the doors. Now, the wife might kill me for it, but y'all are more than welcome to come on down. Let's hang out here back on the ranch with Making8, and y'all come down here and hang out for the weekend and plan a vacation out of it. We'll go out there and hit up some good bull riding, some good rodeo with the Youth Rodeo Association going on Friday, and we'll have fun, right, Jamie?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No doubt about it, buddy. Well, hey, man, appreciate you calling in, telling us about it, and look forward to seeing you out there this weekend.
All right. We appreciate you, Scott.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you have it there, fans. We've got Hollywood and Boogerhead going to be down there. If y'all have seen, you know, these two guys, they are a class act. Going to be a lot of fun down there watching them. We've got the Marines coming down. That's right. Big old Semper Fi to those fellas. Going to be down there having a good time. Yeah, I see that old Cajun girl finally made it. Welcome here to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Thanks for jumping on here with us. And, well, shoot, what else we got going on? Oh, wow, just trying to catch up on some of this stuff, man. Y'all are just kind of blowing up the chat room there, and we sure do appreciate it. You know, this is a great opportunity if you're just listening into us. If you're around the computer, make sure to click on the Blog Talk link. Go ahead and sign up. And when you sign up, take a minute, just go over there and, click us as your favorite, so that way we can let Blog Talk know that we're putting on some good deals and get them to kind of promote us a little bit more. Well, shoot, we got about 15 minutes left in our show, 646-915-9940. We got a few more callers on the line. Let's see if we can't go down to them. 239, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kyle Sprague.
Hey, what's going on, Kyle?
Hey, not too much. Calling to see how things are doing.
Well, you're hearing it, man, right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We got some good things rolling. Now, you over there in our chat room as well?
No, actually, I took lunch break so I'd be able to listen to the show.
Oh, right on, man. I hear you. Now, you just had knee surgery, right?
That's right. I had it. Let's see. It's been 8 weeks out now.
How you doing with that?
Good over there. Knee's doing great now. The doctor said he has never seen a knee heal so quickly, which is outstanding. I get to go back to riding in February, he says.
Right on. Yeah, man. Well, we look forward to seeing you back out there. Now, for y'all that don't know, you Making Eight Maniacs that are just kind of jumping on with us, Kyle Sprague was actually one of the guys we hauled off to Texas for the Gary LeFou Bull Riding School, so he got a chance to really get some bulls up underneath him. And I'll tell you what, man, there was no doubt them Texas bulls were not messing around, were they?
Oh, that's right. They absolutely handed it to us sometimes. Sometimes we got the sperm in the neck, but mostly they were teaching us a few things.
Yeah, that's for sure. But you know what? And the bullfighters, man, they had their work cut out for them as well, man. We actually hauled one down. Man, we had a good time. What a road trip that was, wasn't it?
Oh, that was outstanding. Jay Brainerd, if you're listening out there, man, that was some good bullfighting out there, buddy.
Yeah, he sure did, man. He had a heck of a time. Actually, looking at Cajun Girl 24 just posting where in Texas. That was Graham, Texas we were in just a couple months back. We're down there in September and had a fantastic time with Gary LeFou. We look forward to getting back out there to Texas here before too long. Hopefully we'll get some things rolling. And, you know, we're trying to get the PBR Touring Pro events lined up so we can broadcast them on Making Eight. Man, shoot, we would love to go to Texas and bring it to you. You the Making Eight Maniacs out there, man. We'd have a great time. So, Kyle, I'll tell you what, buddy. Take care of that knee, man. When are you going back to work?
They've actually let me start working again, but they're not going to let me ride again until maybe February next year. But that's if everything goes good with the physical therapy. Everything's going good so far.
Right on, man. Well, I'll tell you what. Keep it exercise, man. Keep it loose and rehab it just like you need to, man. Get out there and get back on them bulls.
Yes, sir, absolutely. I hope to see you at the next event I go to.
Hey, you going to try to make it up to Lakeland, man? You need to get a hold of Ricky Brack and tell him to get on up there, man. It should be a good little deal.
All right, when's
that's going
be?
On the 20th?
The all right, I'll make sure I get that taken care of.
Cumbie Rodeo Association, man. Yeah, tell him, you know, if he needs more info on it, give me a call.
All right, absolutely, of course.
All right, Kyle. Take care of yourself, buddy.
All
get
right.
a grip, man. We'll see you.
Okay, take care.
All right, they're Making Eight Maniacs. We're about 10 minutes left in the show here. We got phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. We're dedicating our Friday special show to you all out there for supporting us. We want to thank y'all. And if y'all want more of the show, you got to let us know. Keep giving us good feedback. Keep getting all these fans involved with us. And keep getting a grip with Making Eight. You know, y'all keep getting involved, and I can promise you we'll keep holding on these events for you. Looking at it, you know, Jamie, I forgot. Yeah, that's right. There is a Wrangler Youth event going on at the Cumbie Rodeo Association this Saturday. What time did you say that started, Jamie? I believe around 7:30, right? So if you're around Lakeland looking for something to do this Friday or this Saturday, you're more than welcome to get on down. And that's right. You know, we're going to look to bring you guys more and more and more, just like Cody said right there. We definitely want to get out here and bring it to you. But y'all got to help us out. That's right, Jamie. Need sponsors. You know what? Making Eight needs sponsors as well. We all need sponsors out there. See, the only way we can do it is by getting the fans involved with what we're doing. And, you know, you guys have a great opportunity to be a part of this, and we sure do appreciate everything that you guys have done for us in getting the word out. It's working. It really is. And same goes with the PBR. You know, PBR actually does hear you. Looks like Miss Donna Davis letting us know that they actually have a CBR event going on in Wichita Falls this weekend. So if y'all are going to be in that area, go check out some of the CBR stuff. You know what, Cody? I don't know where Dave is. You know, I haven't seen him. Not sure what's going on. Maybe he overslept, you know. I don't know. Give him a call, man. Tell him to get over here, and you better get on the line and listen to the Lunch Hour Radio Show. You only got about, looks like, just under 10 minutes left. Still looking to take some calls, 646-915-9940. Let's see, what else we got? Shoot, let's take another break here. Let's play another song. This one we're going to dedicate to Cowboy Dave. You know, he's kind of the one that got us started with this whole deal and kind of got the ball rolling with what Making Eight is doing for you, the fans. So, yeah, let's take another break and play a little Hell's Fury. And this one was actually co-written by Cowboy Dave, so y'all can thank him for it. Y'all are listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here on MakingEight.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I hear a lot of folks say, man, you're not quite right. You've been riding on that crazy side damn near all your life. Not about to change, but they don't understand the thrill of riding thunder, holding lightning in my hand. I look for rodeo nights, stage second highs, hot little cowgirls with them jeans real tight. Music sounding loud, walking out.
And Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, here we go. About 5 minutes left in the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. Now, I'm telling you guys, we've got links posted up on Twitter. We've got them posted up on Facebook. We get them posted up on MySpace. But when you guys get a chance, get over to Making8.com. Make sure you guys are checking it out. Now, One of the things that I did want to talk about for you, the Making Eight Maniacs, we're going to create a Making Eight Maniac page where you, the fans, can go and get involved. But we want to know what you guys want on it. Do you guys want a chat room? Do you guys want the forum links? Do you guys want – what do you guys want? You guys want videos posted on it? What is it you guys want? We're going to do this page set up just for you, the Making Eight Maniacs, place where you guys can register with us, kind of sign up. It's in the works now, hopefully, to have it up within the week. And, you know, by then we'll have the logo set up and – we'll have a great time with it, you know, but we want to know what you guys want on that page. Do you want a list of the schedule of upcoming events? You know, a place for you guys to interact. We've got our forum page already out there. Make sure you guys go check it out. We can post a link on that. You know, we got, looks like Donna's saying a chat for sure, you know. You know, it'd be a good place for you. We'll set it up if you guys want it. So let us know what you guys want. I'm seeing a lot of chat kind of throw up there. Now, we had a chat room for a long time, couldn't get enough fans over there. So it would be a 24-hour, seven-day-a-week chat. You guys can get out there and say hey. And, you know, I'm trying to post it up. We're going to have a guest book, you know, a place for you guys to go in and sign in. You know, so the other fans, the other Making Eight Maniacs can know a little bit about you. You can post pictures. You know, we're trying to make it interactive. You know, that's what we want to do. So it's going to be available. We're going to work on it right now. We're going to make sure we set it up for you and hopefully have it rolling, you know, within the next week or so. We'll get this thing started for you. You know, this is just showing our gratitude to you guys. We want to make this thing where you guys can interact with us. The only problem that I'm going to see with the chat room is the fact that Blog Talk has its own chat. You know, that the fans are linked up on. Ustream has its own chat that we're linked up on. So we don't want to confuse so many people with all these different chat areas and whatnot. So you guys got to help push the word along that that's what chat we're going to be on and that's where we're going, so on and so forth, okay? We'll work on getting that schedule updated for you. We've actually got one posted on making8.com there, Donna. It just hasn't been updated in a while, so we're going to go back and update it. Yeah, that's right. We got a contest coming up next weekend, too, within this week that we're going to let you all know about. Courtesy of PBR News for You. That's right, Cody, throwing another one at you. That's going to do it for our show today here, fans. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on this fantastic Friday and really enjoyed having you all on board with us. Look forward to having you on more. Don't forget, Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time, we're going to be back on the ranch. We'll have our co-host, Ms. Leah, with us, sitting back, talking some bull riding, talking some rodeo, and, of course, talking with you Making Eight Maniacs. Make sure you spread the word about us. Get over to the page. If you can donate, that's great. If you can't, hey, we're not going to hold it against you, I promise. Let's have a good time with this thing. Let's support these causes. And, you know, let's get a grip there, fans. Like I said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure that y'all check us out on Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Until then, get a grip with Making8.com.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
5-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to MakingEight.com.